Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the final rewatch. The final rewatch.
Final rewatch.
Oh, it's the final rewatch before the new season. It's the final rewatch. I'm watching them all. The final rewatch.
Final rewatch.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the final rewatch. It's Friday night, Friday the 13th. So why don't we have an episode with some scares in it? It's 11:23 p.m. I took forever to finally finish and get this show started so that it's still technically today, which means I can't talk too long. But it just, again, work, my dog's tummy doesn't feel so good, so I got to bring her to the vet tomorrow morning. She'll be fine. I took my nephew to a lacrosse practice where I was just like, hurry up. I got to get home and watch Stranger Things. Then I watched the Celtics. They won. And then I watched most of this episode, half of it, some of it through the halftime, and then the rest afterwards, just finished. And here I am, continuing the rewatch. This is Chapter 4 of Stranger Things 2, Will the Wise. This episode picks up almost exactly where the last one ends. We see Joyce racing to the school. We see some random kids on the side of the road, and boom, you see Joyce flying to the school. She gets in there. She runs into Dustin, and Lucas comes in. He's like, Will, he's in the field. And they run out to him, and he looks like he's in a catatonic state. Like, his eyes are rolled back in his head, and he's shaking. And you see the shadow monster going inside him. And they're like, wake up, wake up, wake up. And then, boom, his eyes pop open as the monster finished doing whatever it needed to do. And then, boom, right to the opening credits. That was, like, the quickest, I think, we've gotten there yet. Joyce takes Will home, and the other kids are standing there. And Lucas, I think it was Lucas, said 2 episodes in 2 days. You think it's true sight? Max is like, "What's true sight?" Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. They don't want to let her in. They're not ready to let her in, and it comes out a couple times in this episode. But Will, back with his mom, tells him how. He can't remember. It all went blank. But she didn't buy it. She's like, tell me the truth. And then she shows him the drawing from the TV that she did off of the TV for the video. No more secrets. Did you see this thing again? Yes. What is it? I don't know. His acting in this scene is superb. He's like, I don't know. It's a feeling. What does it want? It came for me. It got me. I felt it everywhere. I still feel it. I just want it to be over. Joyce is like, I will not let anything bad happen to you. You know, I will. She was just like, she will do anything to protect him. And they have just a nice embrace. We cut over to the woods and Eleven comes home and you see the silhouette of Hopper and he's hopping mad. And he's like, oh, friends don't lie. Oh, yeah. Where did you go? Did you go see him? He didn't see me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that mother and a daughter did. Okay. She's like, nothing happens. She goes, yeah, nothing happens and you stay safe. You can't even follow these simple rules. He's like, he calls her a brat. Why don't you look that up? You're grounded. He's like, you know what that means? No egos, no TV for a week. But she's using her power. He's trying to pick the TV up. All right, 2 weeks. Nope. She uses her powers. He's like, fine. You went from no TV for a week for no TV at all. And he rips out the plug. She freaks out. I hate you. She's flinging books at him. That's when he calls her a brat. And then she goes, knocks over a bookcase, goes into her bedroom, slams the door. And just screams, and all the glass in the cabin breaks. It is quite a fight, and I hate it because I hate when they fight. I hate when people fight. I want all my friends to get along and stay friendly. Jonathan gets home to his house, but he's like, "Where is everyone?" He finds his mom and Will asleep, but Will's eyes are like darting back and forth. He's definitely dreaming. Oh my God, I feel like I can talk for 30 seconds and then I want to yawn. I need to do these shows earlier so I don't have these spontaneous yawning moments. I'm trying to edit them out. I'm trying to edit around them as much as I can because otherwise you'll hear me starting to talk like this every time I need to yawn and nobody wants to hear that. All right, so over at the Wheelers, it's breakfast time and Nancy said, is it okay if I go have a girls' night with some girls' house? And her mom's like, yeah, sure, that'd be fine. She's lying. She's on a mission. She goes out right into Jonathan's car and off they go on their little adventure that they set up yesterday or earlier. No, yeah, yesterday on the phone. Joyce is calling the station. She's looking for Hopper, but he's not around. It seems like she's called a lot. Will woke up. His temp, though, he doesn't have a fever. She's concerned that it's pretty low. He doesn't feel cold. He just kind of feels out of it. She's like, I want to draw you a nice warm bath so that you feel better. Over at the Henderson compound, Dustin still has Dart. You know, this is a lie to his friends that has deadly consequences in this episode. He gives Dart chocolate, and Dart chocolate, and still has him in the turtle tank. And Dart actually looks at him and goes, meh. And Henderson gives a nice little smile. Dustin's like, yeah, like he feels like there is a connection there, which I have to say, is there? So, that's a ways away. Lucas, Max, and Will are all going through a dumpster. Lucas, Max, and Mike are all going through a dumpster. Looking for Dart, and Dustin shows up, and they're like, where have you been? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, what are you doing? Looking for Dart. Come on, grab a stick, help us. Oh, yeah, okay. He helps, but he knows the truth. In the classroom, there's a voiceover of Mr. Clark talking about how our body reacts to danger, puts us in some sort of defense mechanism. It's what we call fear. And you can see Will, he's frightened to get into that tub. He said it's too hot, and he just emptied the water. And his mother's like, well, we got to get your body temperature up. No, he likes it cold. What? I'm sorry, who likes it cold, Will? Yeah, that was freaky. Back over at the cabin, Hopper is boarding up the windows. He tries to apologize to Eleven for a second, but then he's like, he's too stubborn. He's like, click, get this cleaned up if you ever want me to fix a TV again. Gets into his truck and he's like, Joyce, was it a Flo? Joyce Byers called 8 times already. Will you deal with her, please? at the school, Steve and Billy are playing basketball. Billy draws a foul, but he actually gives him a little advice. He goes to, you think he goes to pick him up. He goes, you're moving your feet, plant yourself and draw the charge. Okay. It's actually good advice. I noticed that because I watched the Celtics win tonight and they try to draw charges left and right. But then he just drops them. They go to the shower and, Billy and Tommy taunt him a little about, Little Miss Perfect was out with, Jonathan. They were skipping school together and you didn't know. I was like, oh, Tommy, I want to punch your face with, I want to clone you and then take the clone and beat you with, like, pick up the clone, make it like a little smaller so I can pick it up and beat you with it. Beat you with a clone of yourself. Oh, I hate your face so much that I want those two faces to just smush into each other. Oh, I hate him so much, more than Billy. Rrr. Billy's had issues over the years, and there's moments where Billy's downright cool, and then he's downright evil. It's not all his fault. Tommy, I just hate you. Oh, I hate you so bad. And then the water shuts off and Billy's like, it's okay, Harrington. And I was like, wait a second, is Billy coming on to Steve here? I'm not sure what's going on here. But then Billy says, forgive me, this is not a great line. Plenty of bitches in the sea. I'll be sure to leave you some. Like, whoa, what a wonderfully misogynistic, that's the word, right? I'm thinking of like just a real douchey thing to say. That's much easier. That word I can say. I'm like, oh, I'll leave some goyles for you. Like very, just like the girls don't have a choice. They can't escape my charms. But if some of them do, you know, you can have them. Oh, how nice of you. How nice of you, Billy. You son of a gun. Over at the park, Nancy and Jonathan are there sitting on a bench. Now they're looking around at every adult, and they're worried, like, could that adult be a spy for the lab? Could them? They're getting a little paranoid, like, we should get out of here. They head to their car, and guess what? They were probably right. Most of those people, it seems like most of those adults were all spies. They surround the car. The guy's like, oh, having some car trouble? Maybe you need a ride? He goes, you sure you don't need that ride? And you could just see they're like, uh-oh, okay, I guess we go with them? But what about Barb's mom? Like, wasn't she supposed to show up there? Did they just blow her off? Did she not show? Did they call her back and say, don't come? I don't quite understand what happened with her. And they never really explain it, I don't think. So Hopper shows up at Joyce's, at the Byers, and he's just talking to Will about, like, the shadow thing. It lights it cold, and then it's like, does it talk to you? He's like, no, I just know. I don't have to think. And it's like, I have these memories. They're old memories, but they're not my memories. He's like, then they're not even old memories. They're like now memories. It's hard to explain. And he says, like, it's growing, spreading, killing. And he's getting upset talking about it. And Joyce notices, you know, one of the Will the Wise drawing on the wall. And she had a thought. Well, what if you didn't have to use your words? And they give him some paper, and he just starts drawing. Almost like stream of consciousness. And the phone's ringing, but nobody's coming. It's Mike. He's on the other end of the phone at the school. He doesn't get through to them. And then he's like, listen, guys, we need to talk. He says this to Lucas and Dustin. Max is also there. Avery room. Then he looks at Max. Sorry, party members only. Like, sorry, Max. They just blow her off because they don't want to involve her. In a way, I understand why. You know, they're not just telling everybody about these things because they don't want anyone to know. They're nervous, but they're a little jerky. Mike especially is a little jerky about how he's treating Max. But Mike finally tells them about the shadow that Will told him about. He's like, we need to acquire more knowledge. I will go to Will's, see what I can find out. And you need to find Dart. And Dustin's like, Dart, what does he have to do with this? He's like, Will hurt him in the Upside Down. So there could be some sort of connection. We, you know, it might be able to help. We need to figure this out. Back at the cabin, Eleven's bored. So she starts to clean up, which is good. She should clean up. She did make that mess. And while she's sweeping, she finds a little crawl space. Inside the crawl space, she notices some storage boxes. One said New York. There's an entire novel based on probably what's ever in that box. Actually, it is based on what's in that box. Darkness on the Edge of Town. The story is, Eleven brings the box out and says, I want, you know, tell me about this. Because they had some time because everyone was on, all the boys were away and Max was away. And I think it was between this season and the third season that the book takes place. And then it's a flashback to Hopper's time in New York. There's another box there that says Vietnam. Another part of Hopper's past. Then there's a box that says Hawkins Lab that she couldn't help but be interested in. She grabbed that box. Speaking of Hawkins Lab, Nancy and Jonathan are there right now. Nancy's like, hey, assholes, screaming in the camera. And Dr. Owens comes in, and he's so, like, he's disarmingly charming, but it's also disarmingly threatening in a way. He's like, can we go for you up for a little walk? So he starts talking about how the people who did this killed Barb, the people who took your friend and caused your other friend's death, they're gone. And me, I'm the one who they sent to try to fix things. And I can't fix things without your help. She's like, you mean by shutting up? Ooh, she's a smart one here. He talks about how, he goes, this is the problem right there. Shows him the gate. Now, what if an other outstanding, like a different country, let's say the Soviets, discovered this? You think they'd think it's an accident? Or maybe they try to replicate it? He goes, you understand that I, you know, we can't seem to close this thing. We're burning it. We're burning out the weeds. We're stopping it from spreading. And I'll do that by any means necessary. Do you understand what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. By, he doesn't want the truth getting out, and he'll do anything to do it. And I felt like that was very passive-aggressive. And it was a little threatening, or a little like, I still don't think I trust this guy. At this point, why would we? So back at the buyer's house, Will's going crazy drawing something. Like, he's scribbles. They don't even know what it is. And then Joyce is like, wait a second. They connect. So they move tables out of the way to let the living room, you know, floor be bigger. And they start putting these drawings all together all over the place. And like, what is this? Does this mean anything to you? Is it a maze? Is it a road? And then she's like, they look almost like roots. And like they're spreading and killing. And Hopper's like vines. He's drawing vines. And he heads off. And we know exactly where he's going. There's a moment where back at the school, Max is leaving. Lucas runs out. He's like, hey, Max, have you seen Dustin? She blows him off. She's pissed. He's like, hey, we're going to go look for Dart. He's like, yeah, good luck with that. He's like, what's the matter with you? And then she yells at him. She goes, you act like you want me to be your friend. Then you exclude me. It's like, oh, we're doing this for your own good. We can't, you know, we're doing this for your own safety. Oh, yeah, did you do that for L too? How do you know about L? Did you? It was different. Oh, it's different. Yeah, whatever. And she blows him off. She leaves. And you can see he's upset. She's upset. But you know who's more upset? Billy. Why? Because this is like, oh, he's not just a dick. He's pretty much a racist. He's like, who was that kid? And she's like, nobody, just someone in my class. Why was he talking to you? He caused you trouble? And then he's like, listen, you're not my sister, but you're still family, whatever it was. And he's like, there are certain types of people you need to stay away from. You need to stay away from him. It's like, oh, you are a racist. Oh, Billy. What a dick. Hopper, meanwhile, drives right to the pumpkin patch, and he's there with a shovel. He just kind of looks around, finds a spot. It's like, all right, I'm going to start digging. Now we flash over to his cabin, and Eleven is going through the lab box. She's like, Ives, Terry, sees the daughter Jane was taken. She's like, Jane. Then she sees a picture of Terry with Papa, and that takes her back a little bit. Like, oh my goodness. Now she has this photo. She's like, she can find him. But she looks at the TV, find her. She looks at the TV and it's broken. So she sees the radio and she grabs that and does the whole thing, blindfolds herself and uses the static from the radio to go into the void. In the void, she sees this woman in a rocking chair. And she goes up to the woman and the woman, it's Terry Ives. We've met her already. She didn't speak. I don't think she spoke at all when Joyce and Hopper went to go see her. But here she keeps saying, rainbow, 3 to the right, 4 to the left, 450. Then she opens her eyes, looks right at Eleven and says, Jane, mama. Eleven goes to touch her and Jane and Terry disappears. And you just hear, mama. Mama, and she's crying, and she's alone in the cabin, and she's crying, and her nose is bleeding. I think she's realizing my mother's not gone. She's alive. Friends don't lie, but Hopper seems like he did. Mike shows up at the buyer's house. Is Will here? Is he okay? Now's not a good time. Is this about the shadow monster? Oh, it's about the shadow monster, isn't it? And Joyce obviously is like, oh, you know about that. They didn't say that, but that was the last time we saw them in this episode. Nancy and Jonathan back at the lab. Now they're free to go. Of course, their car starts fine this time. As they leave, you realize, oh, they wanted to get caught on purpose. She recorded the entire conversation saying how they were responsible for Barbara's death with Will. Everything. And Jonathan's like, you sure you want to do this? And she says, let's burn that lab to the ground. And then they leave. You see a sign that says, leaving Hawkins, come again soon. We cut over to the Henderson home, and Miss Henderson saying, Mew Mew, where are you? Looking for the cat. Dustin comes in, hi, goes to his bedroom to give more treats, more candy to Dart. But when he takes the sheet off and looks at the tank, it's empty. The glass is broken, and there looks like there's some skin that was been shedded. He hears a wah! He's like, oh, okay. Dart, are you over there? And I don't know if you could hear that. It's my dog hitting the door. She wants to go out. And Dart, he goes over. He looks over behind this door, this chair in his house, and Dart is a Demogorgon monster and eating his cat. Yes, you get that, and the head flower head opens up, and it's like, oh, one of those monsters, and it's eating the cat. Yep. 1 second, my little baby doll. I'm going to take my doggy out. We cut back to the final ending of this episode, the final moments. Hopper is still digging. He finally breaks through to something. There's a tunnel. There's a cavern. It goes, you know, like it something down there. That it's not just digging. There's an opening. He goes down inside and, oh, geez. You see those flakes of the upside down as the camera flips over perfectly with him shining his flashlight. He realizes this is what Will has been drawing. And boom. The episode ends. So now we see the connection of what's happening with the pumpkin patch to Will, to the visions. And we see the first glimpse of the fact that because this thing is kind of inside Will, he has the power and the ability to see what it's seeing. And they could use that for good, which they seem to have because they found about the pumpkin patch. You know, This monster underestimated Will the Wise. It's not just a funny name. Besides that, we have Dart. Obviously, is going to be an issue. you think? Billy just shows more of his bulliness and his unhingedness and his racism. Steve didn't do much in this episode. Jonathan, Nancy, they had a great episode. They played everybody perfectly. They got the information they wanted to get. They recorded the whole thing. And now they're on a mission. And what else? I feel bad for Max. She was just, she's like part of them, but not part of them. And I understand that they don't want to get her involved in something dangerous. But at a certain point, when is it too much of, sorry, we're covering for you? And it became too much for Max. She's like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't, whatever. Good luck with everything, and heads off. But obviously it's not over for them. Hopper found what he was looking for thanks to Will the Wise. I don't know if you could tell, there was like a 10-minute break in there where I took my dog out. Folks, it's after midnight now. So it's technically Saturday. So in a way, you're going to get two episodes today, because I'm obviously going to give you one on the actual Saturday, tomorrow, which is today. But for me, it'll be tomorrow because I need to go to sleep. And I need to go to sleep now. So going to make this quick, going to make this sweet, or at least quick. I don't know how sweet it's going to be. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek Mentality. You can find the show on Twitter at StrangerDPod. And you can find every episode of Stranger Danger at fansnotexperts.com/StrangerDanger. So it's now Saturday the 14th. I'm going to bed. And until tomorrow, until later today, my friends, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And don't leave a strange animal in a turtle tank in the same house with your cat. It's going to end horribly, specifically for the cat.
Fans Not Experts.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.